To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time once again on NFL Sunday. Who's in? Who's out?
Impact betting and fantasy for basically every single player.
Actives, inactives on You Better You Bet. Countdown to kickoff.
All right, we have nothing earth-shattering in the actives and inactives. I'll bring it to you in a second, but just to get ahead of it, because 20 minutes from now, the college football playoff reveal show will come on, and we're going to find out the teams that are in the playoff next hour on the show. There are markets open at domestics where you can bet teams to make or miss the playoff. Just to give an update, and this is not meant to be, hey, here's what's definitely going to happen, but it is interesting. Notre Dame is getting blasted to the yes for the Irish to make the playoff. Miami holding it about the same price. Alabama getting a little bit to the no, which does not mean that Notre Dame's definitely in or Bama's out. Just providing that because I think it's interesting information. Sam, you would not read into that, or would you read into that here for Notre Dame and Alabama?
Yeah, I think it's just posturing now. People obviously making positions. They have no intel. They're just kind of going with what they believe in. I'm not even looking at those markets, and there aren't really any bets that I'm trying to make yes or no to make the playoff.
And just to pound home a point that I made earlier, so it was two years ago, right, with the Alabama. Was it 2 or 3 years ago with Alabama and Florida State when FSU didn't make it? It was 2 years ago, right?
Two or three, either way.
And lost to Michigan, right, in the first semifinal. Ken and I were doing the show, and Florida State was getting bet to the yes, and it's not like we thought for sure this is going to happen, but I remember both of us were like, oh, wow, like, look at this. And then Bam obviously made it, and Florida State didn't. So maybe this does mean something. It probably does not, but at the very least, it's interesting. So I wanted to provide that for everyone. We will know within the next hour all the teams that are in the college football playoff. Okay, here's what we know for the 1 o'clock Eastern time slate of games, what we think we know moving on past then. Miami and the Jets, like, not a ton going on here that we need to talk about. We can move on. For the Steelers and the Ravens, obviously Lamar Jackson is playing for Baltimore. We don't know if he's 100% or close to it, but he is playing. We just got a report out of Pittsburgh that Adam Thielen, who the Steelers just picked up off of waivers from the Minnesota Vikings, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who did not start the year in Pittsburgh, started the year in Seattle, is now on the Steelers, will both potentially play a lot at receiver for the Steelers today. We saw the offensive output last week that Aaron Rodgers was pissed at some of his teammates, called out Jonnu Smith postgame in his press conference. So I would expect to see, like, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson get marginalized a little bit. Up to you, the listener and viewer, to figure out what you want to do if that makes you want to bet the Steelers. I do like Pittsburgh a little bit in the game at 6, not because of that, but because I don't know how healthy Lamar Jackson is. Seahawks and the Falcons, Drake London will miss another game, which is the biggest betrayal involving London and the United States of America since Benedict Arnold. Drake, we need you back on the field. ASAP, please. Bengals and the Bills, actually a lot going on here injury-wise. Dalton Kincaid is in. So for everybody on the final day of the fantasy football regular season, you can start Dalton Kincaid. He's playing today for the Buffalo Bills, catching passes from Josh Allen. Buffalo will get one of its starting tackles back, Deion Dawkins. Spencer Brown will miss this game, Buffalo's other starting offensive tackle. T. Higgins is back for Cincinnati. He cleared concussion protocol on Friday. T. Higgins will play. Trey Hendrickson out, though, for the Cincinnati Bengals today against Buffalo's offense. Not a lot going on with the Titans and Browns that we need to note. In the Commanders-Vikings game, both starting quarterbacks are back for their respective teams. Jaden Daniels starts for Washington. J.J. McCarthy for Minnesota. J.J. will have his left tackle in this game, Christian Darrisaw. He is active. And Noah Brown will play for Washington. It's one of the first times all year the Commanders will have all three of their starting wide receivers playing in the same game. Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel, and Noah Brown. Saints and the Bucks. Tristan Wirfs, one of the best left tackles in the league. He is out for Tampa Bay. He will not play. Mike Evans will be back soon for Tampa. And in the, to paraphrase Vince McMahon, but not today. Maybe Thursday for Mike Evans back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He will not play in today's game. Alvin Kamara out another game for New Orleans. Devin Neal will start a running back for the Saints. And Colts and the Jaguars, Trevon Walker and Eric Armstead will play for Jacksonville, which really helps their defensive line against Jonathan Taylor. Slot receiver Parker Washington is out for the Jaguars. If you've got him in fantasy, get him out of your lineup. He will not play. Sauce Gardner will miss for the Indianapolis Colts. Confirmed. Jets won the trade. Anything happening on the board as a result of any of that, Sam? Or I'll roll through the late games quickly.
Well, they're betting some Atlanta plus 7 down to 6.5 of multiple shops, and they're betting some Arizona plus 10 down to 9.5. So those are the moves. I mean, the Arizona one, obviously.
Yeah,
the Rams Arizona game is not something you just mentioned, but that's going on the board right now.
Yeah, there's a ton going on in that game. We'll get to it in a second. Thanks to our brand manager, Andrew Williams, celebrity Pittsburgh Steelers fan who just texted me that Roman Wilson is inactive today for the Steelers, which goes in line, obviously, with the reports that MVS is going to play a lot more, and so will Adam Thielen for the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, Broncos and the Raiders. So now we're in the 4 o'clock slate of games, the afternoon slate here on the East Coast. Michael Mayer, Dante Thornton out for the Raiders. That helps, obviously, Brock Bowers and Jack Besh. We'll talk about that a little more when we discuss props. Bears and the Packers. Tyreek Stevenson, Chicago's best outside corner, is out for the Bears, as is nominal number one receiver Rome Odunze, has a stress fracture in his left foot, being called week to week. Will definitely miss today's game. We'll see if he's able to play next week for the Chicago Bears. For Green Bay, Devontae Wyatt, stud defensive tackle, is out for the season. Helps the Bears run game. He got hurt in Thanksgiving last week against the Lions. And Jaden Reed, back today for Green Bay for the first time since week two, that Thursday night win against Washington. Jaden Reed active and will play today for the Green Bay Packers. So Sammy just told you about the Rams-Cardinals game and the movement there. The lot going on here. All from Arizona, and it's all negative for the Cardinals. Marvin Harrison Jr., out. Greg Dortch, out in the receiving core. Trey Benson might not come back this season. Adam Schefter tweeting this morning that his window expires this week to be activated. He may not be activated. Amari DiMercato is out. Starting corner Max Melton is out. First-round rookie defensive tackle, who's a stud, Walter Nolan, is out. So this was like 7.5, 8. Now we're like 9.5, 10 for the Rams on the road in Arizona. And then tonight with the Texans and the Chiefs, Sammy and I will get to this game in a little bit. You know, I don't know if Sam, you're not a big video game player, right?
Not anymore.
I still am. And, you know, when I was younger, I would never put games on easy mode, right? But now that I'm older, sometimes I don't want to, you know, grind through a video game. I'll put it on easy mode to beat the game as fast as I can because, you know, I have multiple jobs and a kid. Can't be wasting 100 hours playing a game. I don't know if there are people out there that play games on hard mode intentionally. That's what, like, this is going to be tonight for Patrick Mahomes against the Texans. Likely to be without 3/5 of the starting offensive line. So Josh Simmons is on IR for Kansas City, the starting left tackle. Juwan Taylor is doubtful, as is their best offensive lineman, left guard Trey Smith, going up against the best defense in the league in the Houston Texans. Not great for Patrick Mahomes. We'll get to that game coming up in a little bit with the Chiefs and the Texans on Sunday night. And those are the actives and inactives.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Sammy, we pick it moved back up, unless anything else is happening on the board. With the Colts and the Jaguars in Jacksonville, massive game, obviously, high leverage game in the AFC South, both of these teams at 8-4. What do we got with Indy visiting Jacksonville?
We're out to 2.5 at multiple sports books right now. This was 1.5 earlier in the week. I bet some 2 on Jacksonville. I took the points, and now I don't have as good of a number because the market has continued to move towards Indy. But last I checked, Daniel Jones is still gonna play with a broken foot. Okay, I'll take the other team, Nick. I'm sorry.
I've been saying all week, the handicap of this game for me is pretty simple. One quarterback has a broken leg, the other doesn't. I think Indy's better than Jacksonville, but the quarterback's not. He can't move laterally. I like the Jaguars also here, Sam, and I don't think we'll ever get a 3. I'm going to have a small bet on the Jaguars here, +2.5, if that's what we're going to close at before 1 o'clock Eastern.
Pretty decent teaser piece, too. 2.5 to 8.5. Get through the 7, get through the 8. I like it.
Do you have an opinion on who's going to win the AFC South or a bet in that particular market?
I just wish I had what Femi had, Texans stock. I don't. I wish I did.
Femi bet Texans division at 16-1 prior to the game on Thursday a couple weeks ago against the Bills. Houston beats KC today with the way the schedule is going to shake out at the end with Houston hosting Indy in week 18. Not looking bad for our friend Femi with that Texans future position. Again, huge game for the AFC South. 8-4 Indy at 8-4 Jacksonville. All right. We'll move to the 4 o'clock slate on the East Coast, Sammy. Broncos and Raiders in Vegas. What's cooking in this game?
A little bit of money on Denver. Not really a surprise. They're good team in the standings. They've made people money. 7.5 to 8, a couple 8.5s in the market, and the total open 39. Now we're 40.5.
So you, Femi and I talked about it this week. We did for the first time this year, like if the season ended today with projected playoff matchups. If the season ended today, and this is more, like, I don't know if we'll get this game, but I think it's a great conversation and get people thinking about this sort of thing in advance of the playoffs. If the season ended today, it doesn't. The 2-7 matchup in the AFC on Wild Card Weekend would be same as last year, except the home teams flip. Denver would host the Buffalo Bills. Just curious off the top of your head, what would you make the points spread of that game, and what would you want to do if it's Buffalo at Denver on Wild Card Weekend?
It'd be shorter than people think. It'd be probably Buffalo 2.
Femi and I both agreed, but Buffalo would be favored in the game. I would like Buffalo. Just to give people at it, because you might get this matchup, and if it's not going to be on Wild Card Weekend, maybe it's later in the postseason, and Sam, you bet more Buffalo to get to and win the Super Bowl. I'm guessing you would not fear the Bills going to Denver with Josh Allen in tow.
I would prefer to play somebody else. I'd prefer to play New England, but I wouldn't certainly see that matchup and bet more Buffalo. I have enough. I did the math the other day. If Buffalo actually wins the Super Bowl, it's like $35,000.
So nice.
I've got enough.
Yeah,
well, because I've been betting them at 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 to 1.
Yeah. What's funny is I'd rather see Denver than New England if I were you. Just because I think the quarterback gap is so big. Obviously, Denver's defense is way better. Obviously, I just think Drake May is so good. Why don't we just do Rams-Cardinals quickly, and we'll save Bears-Packers and Texans-Chiefs, the two meaty ones, Sam, for next hour.
Yeah, I know you've given a lot of bad news about Arizona, but the last 10 minutes, the money has come in on the Cardinals. Because remember, this number went from Rams, like, 7.5 up to 10, and people are just taking 10. Even though the Cardinals stink and they're banged up. The tens have gone away at most sports books.
I do like betting Arizona as a dog, just like in general. This is a tough one to get to. And the Rams off that loss to Carolina last week where they did not get sledgehammered, like our friend the bartender predicted, against the Panthers, who are like somehow 7-6. The Fighting Eric Egers at 7-6 right now in the NFC playoff picture. All right. Hour one done. Hour two for you. Coming up on the other side. Underdog Moneyline parlays, teasers, Prop King, board update. We'll finish it moved. Best bets will close the show. And we'll tell you the teams that make the college football playoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.